This morning, we're joined on the phone by Donna Toole. She helps to operate the Prom Closet. That is an opportunity in Coon Rapids here in the western part of Iowa where folks donate prom dresses to give to have an opportunity for others to be able to select one that would suit their needs, and it would help them save a little bit of money for those who might not be able to afford otherwise. That's kind of the rough of it, but I'm going to let Donna tell you all the details. Donna, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Jim. Thank you.
Well, I tried to stumble through that, but tell us really, when and why did this start?
Well, the Prom Closet started actually by a couple other ladies. Gail Daniels and Donna Kinnick started the Prom Closet in Glidden, Iowa. And they had it for a year or two, and then it came across my desk. I was the church council president. And it came across my desk, and I thought, well, that sounds like something I would like to do. And so I agreed to take it on. And it's just two little tiny rooms in Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm so grateful to Ascension Lutheran for being willing to donate the space to us. And I put out calls kind of year round, and I'm always on the lookout for prom dresses, and people, out of the goodness of their heart, they donate those dresses to us, and then we do shopping days, and it's just kind of grown over the years, and it's a really fun thing that we do, and it's also very needed because prom dresses are so expensive these days.
Well, now, this is operated as a nonprofit. So yes. You're working to help people more than anything else.
Oh, yes, definitely. We don't take any money. Occasionally, someone will, give us a $20 bill as a thank you, just because they want to give something. And we just have a little area. We keep that. And if we see a dress at, New Hope that comes through or Goodwill or on Facebook Marketplace, we use that money to buy new dresses or buy, another dress and put it into our inventory. But no, everything that we have is completely free to the students. The dresses, we have shoes, we have jewelry, we have purses, and everything is free of charge.
Donna, how big is the need out there for something like this?
I think it's a very big need because of... I think there's a stigma if, girls look at the price of a prom dress and they can't afford it because they can go up to $1,000, which blows people's minds. And you can find them less expensive than that in places. But, you're looking at $300, $400 easily. And if they can't pay that, they'll just say, well, I didn't want to go to prom anyway. And our hope is that everybody, regardless of their circumstances financially, are able to attend prom and have that memory.
Well, and prom is such a big event for students during that time in their lives. And sometimes maybe as parents, there's a guilt feeling like, I need to do this because even though it's something I probably shouldn't be spending this much money on. But this gives folks an opportunity to be able to still be out there in that competitive marketplace.
Yeah, and the dresses that we have, we try and stay as on trend as we can. All of the dresses that received are donated from other people. Some people hang on to their dresses a little too long, so maybe they're maybe not as current a fashion as you might find. But then we have some dresses that are brand new, still have tags on them that, they bought one, they didn't like how it fit, it was unreturnable, and so we're lucky enough to get it at the Prom Closet because they donated it to us.
Wow. You have different shapes, sizes, colors, designs, all that stuff?
Yes, we have sizes 00, which is teeny tiny, and we go up to, our upper ranges are maybe 28, size 30, and we are always desperate for sizes maybe like 16 on up for those donations. We never have as many as of those sizes, and those are always a needed size.
Okay.
Really, all sizes are needed. Definitely, we mm-hmm. take all sizes. But yes, we every color that you can imagine. We've got two piece. We've got all sequins. We've got big lacy tulle gowns. So yeah, just your mind would be boggled.
So essentially what happens is you spend about three quarters of the year collecting, and then the other part of the year, it's kind of getting on prom season, so we turn the corner and start getting some things out the door.
Yeah, we take donations 12 months out of the year. We don't limit it to any time. We have several drop-off locations kind of in the western half of the state of Iowa. We have a couple of banks, Catholic Charities. They are willing to accept dresses, and then we kind of, in our travels, will pick those dresses up and bring them to Prom Closet. And yeah, starting this first weekend in February with our first shopping day, we will be really super busy. February and March, most proms are in April and May. We'll still do, you know, first half of April, we'll still have some girls coming in. And then, you know, as soon as prom's over, we're done. We close the doors and we come back again, you know, next winter and see what we've collected over the past year, and we get them on hangers. Anything that's, if it has a broken zipper or whatever, we try and fix those as best as we can. Sometimes if we get them, they aren't really, really clean. Some people don't have the money maybe to pay to have it dry cleaned. We'll a lot of times take them home to our house. We'll wash them, and we have to hand wash them, and we'll bring them back in and kind of go from there. So we try and have it as much like a store as we can. So it's fun. You know, you can come in and really browse. We like to have a good selection for the girls. We have pop-up dressing rooms we build. And so they have dressing rooms to go into with mirrors, et cetera. So I hope it's fun. I hope it's a fun experience for the girls. It's always a lot of fun for us.
Absolutely. You mentioned located at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids, but do you see folks from a wide area coming in to use the service?
Oh yeah, we do. We see people. I advertise a lot on Facebook Marketplace. So obviously our name gets out into, you know, the internet. So you have to kind of make sure that people know that we're not Coon Rapids, Minnesota, or, you know, a different Coon Rapids. But yes, all over Iowa, really. And I have had a few people from like northern Missouri. You know, it just depends if they've got, you know, a dependable vehicle to get there. But yeah, all over, especially western Iowa, I advertise in, you know, all of the school bulletins, in church bulletins, newspapers, and radio.
Very good. Well, we're getting on that time now. And as you mentioned a little bit earlier, you've got some shopping days that are set aside here, some Saturdays, a few Sundays during the month of February for folks to be able to take advantage. You want to run down those dates and times?
It's every Saturday in February. So the 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th. And that's from 9 a.m. until 2 in the afternoon. And then two Sundays in February, the 18th and the 25th, and that is from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And we also open for private appointments. I know a lot of wrestling cheerleaders, people who do AAU sports, you know, maybe can't get there on a Saturday. And so then we do open for people to come in and shop on days other than those shopping days.
Donna, what kind of comments, what kind of things do you hear from folks who learn about this for the first time and have an opportunity to take advantage of this service?
First of all, they're always amazed that the dresses are really free, and that I think people are skeptical these days that there really is something this easy and this, you know, a lot of times people will put something that, you know, they're trying to sell on Facebook Marketplace, and it'll say free, and then when you get down into the paragraph, you know, this size 8 dress will be $250. And these dresses really are free. And the whole way it works is through donations and kindness from the people who have the dresses in the first place. And the comments are, you know, anywhere from my daughter was not going to go to prom, and, you know, this has made her experience so much better and so much easier. You know, it's just amazing the people that find us. And the whole goal is for, you know, anybody who needs us to be able to find us. And that's the hard part, is getting out, you know, getting the word out to people.
Absolutely. Well, prom is meant to be a memorable, fun experience for students that age, and this allows some folks maybe to have that experience they wouldn't otherwise have the chance to follow through on. Donna, if folks would like more information, how can they find out more?
We are on Facebook. You can call me, and I mean my phone number is listed. My phone number is out there for the world to see. Usually people message me on Facebook.
Well, again, that's the Prom Closet. It's located at the Ascension Lutheran Church, which is at 406 Fifth Avenue South in Coon Rapids, Iowa. And you can check that out and find them on Facebook as well. And you can see more about what they do for folks here in the western part of Iowa. Donna Toole helps to operate the Prom Closet, been joining us here this morning. Donna, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. And thanks so much for making it a special event for folks.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate being able to spread the word.